Good morning, everyone. This is the Catechism for the 46th Lord's Day, which was this previous Sunday. I'm going to pray and we're going to get right into it. Today we transition from the Ten Commandments to the Lord's Prayer, and we'll look at the different parts of the Lord's Prayer in successive weeks. So, Father, we thank you for loving us. Thank you for making us your own. Thank you for setting us apart, giving us a purpose in this world. Thank you for the hope that we have in Christ, hope for the future, but also the hope that we have spiritually in this life as well. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right. So, lessons 46 through 52 of the Lord's Prayer. That's the page in the book that shows you the new section. And here we go on the 46th Lord's Day, beginning in question 135. Why do Christians need to pray? Well, there you go. Pretty basic question to launch into this entire section. Why do we need to pray? Here's the answer. Because prayer is the most important part of the thankfulness God requires of us. So you go right there. Thankfulness or gratitude and its connection with prayer. Even more so, a foundation of prayer. If we have gratitude, we'll pray. If we're thankful, we'll pray. Prayer is the most important part of the thankfulness God requires of us. And also because God gives His grace and Holy Spirit only to those who pray continually and grow inwardly, asking God for these gifts and thanking Him for them. So there you go, long sentence. You can break it apart and just look at the different parts of that sentence. God gives His grace and Holy Spirit. So we're talking about spiritual growth. We're talking about the presence and the power of God in our lives. Only to those who pray continually and groan inwardly. So then you have the role of the person, right? Praying continually as an activity, as a devotion, and groaning inwardly, longing for God. Sensing our desperation and our need for God's grace, for Christ's grace in our life. And then asking God for these gifts and thanking Him for them. And so you see, spiritual growth here is dynamic. It is not static. It involves the inner man groaning inwardly, longing for God, praying continually, crying out to God, asking God for gifts, thanking Him for them. There will be no spiritual growth apart from these things. God is the source of spiritual growth, but that does not mean that the person is inactive. We are active. We are concerned. We want God. We want to seek Him. We want His gifts. We want His grace. We want Him to grow us. We want Him to use us. All of these things, and prayer is at the heart of this. Prayer is at the center. So why do we need to pray? Oh, to express our gratitude to God for salvation in the most general sense, but then just to grow spiritually, to actually experience and enjoy a living relationship with God. That's why we need to pray. We must pray. Question 136. How does God want us to pray so that He will listen to us? Well, first, we must pray from the heart to no other than the one true God who has revealed Himself in His Word, asking for everything He has commanded us to ask for. Two things there, even though it's only the first point. First of all, it's got to be from the heart. It's not just rehearsed religion. This is not just external religion. That's the first thing. It must be from the heart. And the second thing, hopefully you see it there, to no other than the one true God. We pray to God. We pray to God in the name of Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray to God. We do not pray to other people. We ask other people to pray for us. We do not pray to angels. We pray to the Lord God Almighty. Second, we must acknowledge our need and misery, hiding nothing, and humble ourselves in His majestic presence. Not only is God creator of infinite power, and we are creatures of limited power, limited wisdom, but He is holy and we are sinful. We are sinners. We come to Him humbly. It's the only way to come to Him. We come to Him in desperation. It's the only way to come to Him. It's the only way sinners can properly come to the holy God of infinite power. So we come to Him in prayer from the heart. We come only to God. We come as needy sinners, not as pretentious or self-righteous people. Third, we must rest on this unshakable foundation. even though we do not deserve it, God will surely listen to our prayer because of Christ our Lord. That is what he promised us in his word. So we have certainty that God will hear our prayer because of God's promise, because of God's work in Christ, because of God's faithfulness, because of Christ's mediation. He stands between, he stands as a representative before God on our behalf. God will certainly hear and answer our prayers. Question 137. What did God command us to pray for? Everything we need, both spiritually and physically, as embraced in the prayer that Christ, our Lord himself, taught us. What is this prayer? 138. Most of you? Well, many of you probably know this by heart. Most of you have heard this at one point or another in your life. Our Father in heaven, our Father who art in heaven. That's the way I learned it as a child. Different translation interpretations. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In the coming weeks, the Catechism looks at the different parts of that and what they mean and what they mean for our prayers. Question 139. Are Christians tied to this very form of prayer? We are not. All right, so hear what it's saying here. We're not tied to this form of prayer. It just means the exact words and the exact order. We're not tied to this prayer just to recite it as it's written. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But the question is, are we tied to this form of prayer, whereas we can't pray in other ways with other words? You know, no, we're not tied to it. Our Lord here delivers to his church a brief summary of those things which we are to ask of God, but yet Christ also expects us to ask for particular benefits. This form, a set of general topics under which all benefits may be grouped. All particulars of prayer must agree and correspond with this general form, although we are not tied to this form. So again, we don't want to, you know, our prayer shouldn't contradict the principles of this prayer or anything else in Scripture. Now, this is apparent from James 1:5, where the apostle exhorts the saints, if any of them lack wisdom, they should ask of God, who gives liberally to all. But these words are not found in the form of prayer particularly expressed. In addition, we have examples of prayer both in the Old and New Testament which do not exactly follow this form, although all they ask was included in this prayer. So again, the question there is, do we have to pray these words exactly all the time, just memorize it and pray it over and over again? The answer is no. We pray for different particulars, situations, and things, wisdom, the example he gave from James. But the coming weeks of the Catechism will look at the principles and significance of these aspects of prayer that are summarized and outlined. And commit to heart Matthew 6:9-13. Pray then like this, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let's give you a little preview, just so you see a little bit of how it's going to work. Next week, question 140. Why did Christ command us to call God our Father? And then the next one. Why the words in heaven? And so that's what the Catechism will do. Go through these different phrases and eventually get all the way to the end and look at all the general principles of the summary and outline of prayer. And studying those and growing in those will help us to grow in our prayer lives, and will help us to grow in our daily walk with Christ. And that is the goal here, growing in our daily walk with Christ and serving him and loving him. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you for your spirit within us. We thank you for your grace over us and your promises for us, for your glory. It's in Christ we thank you. Amen. All right, thanks again for joining. And I have a confession of faith for week 46 to catch up on also. I think I'm going to go right ahead and as soon as I log off of this, get started on that. So we'll see you soon.